Amen. Revelation chapter 22 this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I appreciate you being here this morning. And again, we understand a lot of sickness and things running around. And many of you that made your way on out this morning, you don't feel well. And we certainly don't take it lightly that you've come on to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And then some of you feel fine. Amen. And if that's the case, you ought to be running laps around this place saying, "Thank you, Lord, amen, that I'm not going to hell and that I ain't sick this morning." Amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to see you. Glad that you're here. And I want to read several verses this morning out of this chapter and kind of give you our thought. I just really seem like lately the way the Lord's had me preaching the last few services has been unusual for me, and this morning be no different. I need your prayers. I need you to pray. The Lord touch your mind. Let us communicate what He laid on my heart, even through the night, last night, to preach to your heart this morning. And then I need Him to touch my voice. I feel like I'm struggling a little bit singing. And so all I know is do just rear back. I'm gonna undo this tie here in a minute and scream as loud as I can and try to blow it out. Amen. Let's all stand together. Revelation chapter number 22. And let's begin reading in verse number 6. The Bible said, "And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done." Listen to verse 7. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now John saw these things and heard them, and when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for notice his statement, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." Notice verse 12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star." I like it when Jesus goes telling me who he is. Amen. "And the Spirit and the bread say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." That means don't mess with God's word. Amen. Every liberal needs to be told today, don't mess with God's word. Amen. Every Bible-believing child of God needs to be told today, amen, don't be adding to and don't be taken away from the Word of God. God takes that serious. Notice verse 20, "Or the Bible said, He which testifieth these things saith," watch it now, "surely I come quickly." I don't know if this is Jesus that said this or John that said it, or if it was both of them, but somebody said, Amen. I like that. Amen. They got caught up in the moment about the Lord coming back and said amen. And John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Father, help us now, Lord, to preach the Word of God. We're so grateful you've afforded us another opportunity to come in the house of the Lord, gather around the Word of God. And Father, to be encouraged and challenged and stirred and convicted. And hopefully, Lord, before we leave today, be changed in some way. Father, I pray this morning, we know we're living in a day for the child of God that is very discouraging. And Lord, we look around and we understand, Lord, that the time is drawing nigh, the time is at hand. And Lord, these are perilous days that we live in. But Father, I pray this morning that by the good grace of God, we'd be encouraged today, Lord, to get our eyes upon the coming one, the one that, Lord, is coming quickly, coming soon, and Lord, can come at any time, Lord, just as a thief in the night. And so, Lord, I pray today, Lord, those that are lost would be convicted and be saved. Those that are saved and are not right with God, may they get right with God. And those that are here today that are saved and discouraged, may they get encouraged. And Lord, we'll bless you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning as we come to the last chapter of the last book of your King James Bible. We understand at the book of the Revelation, it deals with that revelation given to John. It's not the revelation of John. Rather, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. And we understand that everywhere and everything that takes place in the book of Revelation, and it's given, my friend, that we might know the things that have happened, that are happening, and that are yet to come. We understand today, and my friend, we're living in these last days. And John has something to say, and in this revelation of Jesus Christ, I want to say this morning that we understand that everywhere that John looks, that my friend John sees the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And so it doesn't matter if John's looking around on the Isle of Patmos in chapter 1, he sees the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if he's looking around in the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. John sees the Lord Jesus Christ. He's caught up into heaven, and we find that John's attention is centered in that place called heaven upon the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 6 through chapter 18, John's attention is directed back and forth to heaven and earth. And my friend, everywhere he looks, he sees that the Lord Jesus Christ is up to something and is in control of all things that are happening. And you come to Revelation 20, he sees Jesus, my friend, as the judge and the lost souls that are headed under the lake of fire. In chapter 21 and 22, he sees Jesus again as the Lamb of that new city. He didn't say there wouldn't be a sun, and he said there'd be no need of the sun in that place. For the Lamb, that is the Lord Jesus, is the Lamb of the city. And so the book of Revelation, amen, you can study it certainly as a prophetical book, and there's a lot of things we're given insight of. Amen. But the greatest truth you'll walk away from in the book of Revelation is that, my friend, it is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everywhere you look, every chapter, every page, every verse, amen, is centered in to get you an eyes attention upon the Lord Jesus today. Amen. You say, I want to know more about the Lord Jesus. Well, amen, read the book of Revelation. You say, I want to see more of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ. Amen. We read the book of Revelation. I know there's a lot of things that come out of this book that are heresy and false doctrines and things that we would deny and reject today that men have taken out of context. Amen. But one thing still stands true. Amen. He has revealed himself, amen, in this book and by many ways. Amen. Even in the text verses we read, Christ reveals himself himself as the Alpha and Omega, a beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. That means he's always been and he always shall be. Amen. He said, I want you to know I'm the root and the offspring of David, and then I am the bread and morning star. And I mean, everywhere you look, from the first chapter unto the last chapter, we find that John, my friend, experiences that of the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that today. And when we come to these verses we've read this morning, what I'm interested in is that it's revelation given here in these closing verses. I believe John has revealed to him the revelation of the coming of Christ. Notice with me three times in our text verses, we read that Christ reveals himself to John by the statement, behold, or surely I come quickly. The Bible said in verse 7, behold, I come quickly. That's the Lord Jesus speaking, and he's reminding John, after all that you've seen, after all that you've been through, and now while you're being persecuted on the Isle of Patmos for my name's sake, be reminded, I'm coming back. He said again in verse number 12, and behold, I come quickly. Hey, John, in case you forgot it the first time, in case you've got a few verses into this thing, and your man's already got back on your treble and got back on where you are, remember, John, behold, I come quickly. He says, my friend, the closing verse, John, I've got one last word to you. After all I've told you and all you've said and all you've heard, John, one more time, I want to tell you, in case you begun to doubt it, surely I come quickly. And so, my friend, I believe the Lord is reminding John and reminding every child of God that indeed he is coming, and he's coming quickly. Dear God, I'm spitting everywhere. Amen. I'm glad today that he's coming again. Amen. The blessing home the child of God is this, said that one day the grace of God that appears to all men that I was delivered to you and I in the gospel message, that our lives were changed and saved. Amen. We've been told how to live that. Amen. And we, my friend, because we are saved, are looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you know and well, amen, can't preach on the coming of the Lord without referring to John 14. And Jesus said, amen, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now you be careful now. I done told you. Amen. Don't get your Bible doctrine from a country song. Amen. The Lord ain't up there driving nails and swinging a hammer. Amen. He said, they're already there. They've already been built. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. In other words, I'm going to make a way that you can enter in. I'm going to make a way. I'm going to prepare the way. I'm going to gain the entrance for you. I'm going to be your advocate, your intercessor. Amen. Your Lord, your Savior. On the right hand of the throne of God, I'll be there. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, what did he say? I will come again. Amen. Can I say today that the Lord is coming again? Amen. We believe that. That's our blessed hope. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. The Lord is coming again. Amen. We're living in a day where men are troubled on every hand. And my friend, lives are in turmoil and in trouble. Homes are in trouble. Lives are in trouble. Churches are in trouble. Thank God we, the redeemed of God, that hold to this, said, I believe that any day now the Lord is coming quickly. That's our blessed hope. That's what we look forward to, and we understand today. That my friend, there are doubters and naysayers and gainsayers, said, and that would rise up in these days, said, and say, where is the promise of His coming? Amen. Amen. Well, every time one another jumps up, amen, thank God, it just reminds us, said, that we're that much closer to Him coming again. And so let them laugh at us. Let them, my friend, call His name. Said, Brother Gerald, he's the one that said, John, behold, I come quickly. And when you begin to doubt it, understand that surely, that word surely means, said, that there ain't no doubt about it. I come quickly. And notice with me, I don't have time to bog down here. Notice these three times we find that the Lord said, I come quickly. Amen. Notice some truths about this concerning the coming of Christ to the life of the child of God. We find in verse 7, He said, behold, I come quickly. Now notice what He said. He said, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings in the prophecy of this book. In other words, can I put it this way? We find there's the truth in the coming of Christ about the duty of the Christian. Amen. The Lord said, John, I'm coming quickly. And you tell everybody everywhere, I'm coming again. Amen. You tell every blood-bought saved man and woman that I'm coming quickly, and that their duty and their responsibility is to hold fast to the Word of God. Amen. We're not to be compromisers today. Amen. We're not to be liberals today. Amen. We're not to change the Word to fit our lives. We're to change our lives to fit the Word of God. Amen. We're living in a day of liberalism and compromise on every hand. It's in the pulpit, in the pew. Amen. It's in churches and Bible colleges. And my friend, men have begun to let slip the Word of God. And my friend, in light of the fact that He's coming and coming quickly, amen, we've got a duty today to keep the Word of God. That is, hold it dear to your heart. Amen. Let it be precious to your life. Amen. Let it be your light in the night hour. Amen. Let it be your comfort in troubling times. Amen. Let it be your guide and your standard by which you live your life by. Amen. The Lord's coming. And He said, in light of the fact that I'm coming, amen, keep my word. Amen. Don't let up in these last days. The devil's done got too many to let up. Amen. The devil's got too many sidetracked. The Lord said, keep my word. Amen. Live bad. Amen. Live bad. Amen. Every area of your life. Amen. Let the Word of God, because a day is coming. We've got to stand before Him. He's coming back. And we're giving account of our lives, Seth. And so we don't want to be ashamed. Amen. When He comes, there is such a thing. Brother Gerald is living a life, keeping the Word of God, and you may have confidence at His appearing. And so today He's coming again. And in light of that, there's the duty of the Christian. Oh, just swim in verse 12. Amen. In light of the fact that He's coming, He said, and behold, I come quickly. Notice with me, not only the duty, but notice the declaration of the Christian. He said, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. In other words, I'm coming again. And when I come again, I'm bringing my reward. Amen. I know all that you've done. And when you stand before me, amen, there'll be a reward given you for your faithfulness. Amen. I'm telling you this iron day. Amen. Faithfulness is something that is not practiced often in our day. Amen. We live in an unfaithful generation. Amen. Friend, unfaithful to church, unfaithful to our family, unfaithful to our promises, unfaithful to the Word of God, unfaithful to the coming of Christ. And when John the Lord said, listen, you need to understand, I'm coming quickly. And when I come, thank God. Amen. That crowd that has been faithful has the expectation that I'm going to reward them for the things they've done. You say, preacher, I've been done wrong. Well, amen, just keep being faithful, because when the Lord comes back, every wrong's going to be made right. Every mark against you that was done, that friend, in spite of you and despite you, that friend, the Lord's going to make it right. You know what I'm thankful for? That when he comes again, the record's going to be set straight. Amen, all the lies ever been told, that friend's going to make. Amen, the truth's going to come out. Amen. The Lord is bringing a reward and declares it'll all be made right when he comes again. Now here's where I want to get preached from today. Amen. Notice verse 20. He says, surely John, I know that you're looking around. You see no way out of the Isle of Patmos. Said, here on the Lord's day, and you've been able to see a lot of good things. And John, I know that it's all getting ready to come to a close. The heavens are going to close up. John, you're going to be left here on the Isle of Patmos. But John, just understand, surely I come quickly. John, it may be while you're in Patmos and I come, but John, I'm coming, and don't you forget it. Amen. And notice what John said. Amen. John, I believe it's probably John said, amen. Let it be. Let it happen. Let it come to pass. I'm sick of Patmos. I'm tired of being treated this way and living life the way that I've been made to live. Amen. Amen. Let it be. Even so. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. I call it tonight, this afternoon, or wherever we are, of the desire of the Christian. Amen. The Lord said that. Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. In verse 12, behold, I come quickly. In verse 20, John, surely I come quickly. John, whatever doubts you have, amen, put them to bed. John, whatever it is, it's got you being reserved and wonder, man, am I really coming? Mark it down. I said, surely I come quickly. And there's something went off like fireworks in John's soul. There's something in his heart. And John said, amen. Thank God he's coming again. Amen. And he cries out with a desire, even so, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. And so I want to deal with that this morning and preach on even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. You understand that? Amen. Where John is at in the close of this chapter. Amen. But I'm interested in this. What is it that made John, amen, crowd in this great desire? Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And you know, for 22 chapters, amen, John has been experiencing some insight on the things which were and the things which are and the things which shall come to pass. Amen. There are things that John saw. Did you catch what verse 8 said? And had John saw these things, he's seen it all for 22 chapters. There's things he's seen. My friend, when the Lord said, John, I'm coming, this is all in a vision right now. John, hallelujah, one of these days, John, it's true, I'm coming again. And all you've seen is going to come to pass. Amen. No wonder John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. So what? I've got to go through trouble. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't know where I am. Amen. So come, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you today, the Lord is coming again. Amen. And we find in the book of Revelation that, amen, there's some things that stir this desire within us for the Lord to come. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to Him coming. I'm looking around here, and there's ladies and men that have yet to get saved. You ought to get saved this morning, because the Lord's coming quickly. Amen. I look around and this morning in my personal prayer time, and this morning back there in the prayer room with the men, we called some people's names out that have yet to be saved, and my desires for them to be saved. My friend, the longer I live it, and the further we get in this thing, and the more corrupt our society becomes, and the more we've got to deal with, there's something on the inside, amen, that says, I'm coming quickly. Hey, let better serve. I come quickly. Amen. And the more I learn and the more I see, amen, there's some desire welling up, Brother Jerry, amen, that wants to cry out to the Lord. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's folk I want to see saved. Amen. But I'm telling you, He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Whether you get saved or not, He's coming today. Amen. And every child of God has something on the inside and longs to see their Lord and Savior come quickly. What did John say? Well, I want to primarily deal. I thought about preaching every chapter. I won't hold you that long today. But I want to show you a few things, I think, that John's seen that specifically may have welled up this desire within him to cry out in the end of this when the Lord said, John, surely I come quickly. And he said, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen, what did he say? Number one, amen, John had seen the countenance of the Lord. In chapter number one, you go back there, you'll understand. And John said, I was in the Isle of Patmos on the Lord's day. Amen, being persecuted and troubled. Amen, for the name's sake of the Lord Jesus, who St. John the Beloved was a red hot son of thunder, fire, breathing. Amen. Hellfire and damnation Baptist preacher. Amen. He didn't care if you was the king or you was a pauper. He's going to give you the gospel. He wasn't going to let up for you. He wasn't going to let up for your mama. He wasn't going to let up for your youngins. And he preached the word of God. That got old John in trouble. Because he wouldn't bow and compromise. Amen. The king, my friend, they did all they could to old John. Amen. Some historical accounts say they burned John one day with tar and tried to kill him that way. And old John, I mean, you can't kill a Baptist preacher that way. Amen. His head's too thick. Amen. And I mean, they did everything they could. They beat on old John. Amen. And it all come down. They said, and we ain't going to be able to kill it. And so we just put him out there. Down there on the Isle of Patmos, Seth. He won't have no Peter and James around. Amen. There won't be nobody around to encourage it. And he can preach to the rocks out there on the Isle of Patmos, Seth. And there's old John. I mean, they pull him up and they sling him out and they roll away. And John ain't got no church to go to. And John ain't got no preacher to preach to. And John ain't got no choir to sing to. It's just John and a bunch of rocks. Amen. But something happened. Amen. He said on the Lord's day. Amen. I got called up in the Spirit. And listen, John wasn't just on Patmos. The Bible said he was in Patmos. And his John was probably wandering around in some old cave somewhere in Patmos. And Brother Mo, I mean, you talk about low. Amen. You talk about a bad day. You talk about a trying situation. Amen. John is in a bad way. Thank God the Spirit of the Lord said, I know where my youngins are, and it's the Lord's day, and John loves me, and John's hurting today, and John's been mistreated, and John has suffered for the name and the testimony of the Lord Jesus. I think I'll go pay John a visit. And my friend, you talking about, amen, you talking about being filled with the Spirit. The Bible said in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest write in a book and send it unto the seven churches. Amen, he said in verse 12, I turned to see the voice that spake with me. He said, in being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. He goes on to describe him in all his glory, and in all his grandeur, in all his diadem, in all of his lordship. Amen. He said he was clothed. I had never seen him clothed before. He looked in a way like I'd never seen him look before. I'm talking about John the Beloved, that most intimate disciple of the Lord Jesus said, that one, I mean the disciple, and seen him walk on the water, and seen him feed the hungry multitudes, and raise up the, amen, the cripples and open deaf ears and blinded eyes. Amen, the one that he's seen died Calvary, and one that he's seen raised again the third day, has now stood before him, and John sees the Lord like he's never seen him before. He sees the glory of Christ. The most intimate way, can I put it this way? He's seeing something he ain't ever seen before about the Lord. I'm talking about he's laid his head on his bosom and heard the heartbeat of Christ, but he ain't ever seen the Lord like this before. Amen, no wonder when he said, amen, 21 chapters later, surely I come quickly. Amen, John got to thinking about all he's seen about the Lord. And in the whole entire book of Revelation, I mean, he's the Lamb, he's the Lamb, he's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, a bright and morning star, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, a Lamb opening the seals. Said, amen, he's the great horse rider in chapter 19. Amen. With a sword coming out of his mouth, slaying the lost and rejecting him. Amen. And John, no wonder John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm reminded right now of what the Apostle Paul said, that now we see as through a glass darkly. Amen. But then face to face. Amen. There's been some days in this life. Amen. This life called Patmos, Seth, are filled with trouble and sorrow and heartbreak and disappointment. Amen. Every now and then the Spirit of God will come back and let you see a little bit more of Jesus, Seth, and you've ever seen before. And you know what that is? That's the Spirit of God, amen, trying to create and stir the desire in your heart for the Lord to come back. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad. Amen. I'm glad. I know, but Jack, I know a little bit more about him today than I knew the day I got saved. Every little bit more I learned. Amen. It does something on the inside. It said, thank God. He's the one that's coming back. He's the one coming quickly. He's the one I'm going to get to bow before and see one day. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody like the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's one of my favorite songs the choir sang this morning. Amen. Oh, the name of Jesus, lovely name of Jesus. Ain't nobody like him, Brother Jordan, nobody like it. I'm talking about the one that died for my sin. I'm talking about the one with, amen, you didn't even know I was lost. And when my mom and daddy didn't know I was lost, he knew right where I was and came and saved me from my sin. Amen. And the more I learned about him, the more that desire is created, even so come, Lord Jesus. He's coming back. My prayer is, come on today, Lord. Amen. Come on today. Amen. You say, but preacher, I ain't saved yet. Amen. Well, I can tell you, better run this altar. Amen. Because I'm looking in some children of God's eyes today, and there's tears rolling down a few faces. And there's some hearts being stirred that's begging him to come back. And I tell you today, he is coming. You better get saved. When he seen the Lord said, hey, John, what about this? John seen him in all his glory. He said, I was even afraid to look at him. I fell down at his feet as I were dead. Jesus said, hey, look on up in here, John, face to face. Amen. I'm he that liveth and was dead and am alive forevermore. John, hallelujah, John. what do you think about these keys I have here, John? Oh, Messiah, I've got the keys of death and of hell. Amen, John. You know what he's telling John? He's reminding John, yeah, John, you're in Patmos and you're hurting and you're disappointed and you didn't know it was going to turn out like this in your life. John hears me and all my power, my glory. Hey, John, I'm coming quickly. The one you see today, the one that you're learning a little bit more about today, I'm the one that's coming quickly. And John said, even so come, Lord Jesus. The one that pulled you out of the mud holes of sin. Amen, the Lord. Amen, when you was nothing more than a rebel running from God. Amen, I ain't going to get done today. I'm talking about the one, amen, that stayed on your trail when everybody else said, oh, they're too far gone and they're too hopeless and they'll never get saved. They're too steeped in sin. They're too hard-hearted, dude. I'm talking about the one that in spite of what everybody said, amen, wouldn't leave you alone and kept knocking and kept hunting you down and convicting you. Amen. Thank God he's the one. And to say every now and then, here I am a little bit more. Amen. The countenance of the Lord, I think, created in John that desire that said, even so come, Lord Jesus. Can't wait to see you. Well, if it's this good in a vision, if it's this good, if it's this, amen, if it's this good in the spirit, what will it be like when I receive a glorified body? Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! I mean, there's times I've been singing in the spirit, amen, and getting to see the Lord. There's been times I've prayed in the spirit and got to see the Lord. There's times I've got to hear preaching in the spirit and got to know a little bit more about the Lord. Amen! If it's this good in the spirit, I wonder, John said, amen! Even so, come, Lord Jesus, wonder what it'll be like when face to face we get to see our big brother, our, amen, we get to see our Savior and our Lord, the captain of our salvation. Amen, when we get to see the one that's crowned with all glory and strength and wisdom and power and might and authority. No wonder John said, even so come, Lord Jesus. Number two, y'all want another? Amen. What time is it? Lord, have mercy. We're going to preach all day. I give you one or two more anyway. Brother Jordan, number two. Amen. John saw not only the countenance of the Lord, but in chapter 2 and 3, he saw the condition of the church. He said, John, the things you're about ready to see, he said, write it down and deliver it to the churches. These seven churches of Asia Minor, they're literally seven local churches that each had their own problems and each had things that needed to be worked on and worked out. That my friend John had to go through, and I'm not debating, Lord, amen, on the, amen, the interpretation of this. I believe they're little churches, but I believe it speaks to you in that of the church age and how churches operate. And my friend, the condition that churches in our day could find themselves in. He begins in chapter number 2 dealing with the church of Ephesus. He goes on down and he's going to end in chapter 3 with the church of Laodicea. And John has had to look down through the church age in seeing these churches of Asia. And he's seen, my friend, he's seen how they've gone from loving the Lord and serving the Lord and being on fire for the Lord and trusting the Lord and believing in the Lord. My friend is seeing the church back up and compromise and walk away from the Lord. And now the Lord's on the outside in Laodicea knocking on the door of the church begging to get in. He's seen the church go from depending on and trusting in God to having an attitude that we're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Amen. I mean, John, amen, to see it all. He's seen the compromise. He's seen my friend Hal and the church would embrace doctrine, but Gerald are ungodly that God hated, and yet they received them and believed them and lived in them. Amen. He's seen how they'd rise up in the church of Sardis and have a name of what they'd done in the past, but it died on God. And John's looking at all that. Amen. I'm telling you, no wonder. John said, even so come, Lord Jesus. I got news for you today. Amen. The church. Amen. Thank God we got a good church. And by the grace of God, we want to stay right. Amen. I didn't say we had a perfect church. Right. Amen. We ain't got a perfect pastor. You ain't got a perfect pastor. And we ain't got one perfect member. Might as well say amen right there. Amen. We got faults and failures, Seth. But I do thank God for what we got. Amen. I said this morning several times already. Amen. You just listen to WLIK on Sunday mornings, Seth. Amen. And Monday mornings and every morning through the week. Amen. You'll hear everything being preached, Seth. Amen. In the name of Christianity. It has nothing to do with that book and that Bible that you hold in your hand, Seth. Amen. It'll make you want to walk in the door and get down on your knees and kiss the carpet. Amen. Of Calvary Baptist Tabernacle today. We ain't perfect and we got issues. And we got faults and failures and flaws. Amen. And John's seen it all. Are you listening? He's seen it all. But the more he's seen it, amen, the Lord said, hey, John, I'm the one that's coming quickly. Amen. And John looked back and seen how the church would be in the last days. And no wonder he said, even so come Lord Jesus. I look around, I see these churches going in directions, my friend, that are ungodly. Amen. You might as well, I might just preach here. Y'all ain't going to shout and run the aisles. I'll just drop the plow. Amen. Amen. Churches, my friend, are going in all sorts of directions today. Amen. They got their puppet shows. Amen. Their little projector screens to, amen, make people emotional and feel good. Amen. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and many of them, my friend, will be in there this evening in their sanctuaries, gathered around a big screen playing the Super Bowl. Amen. I'm not against the Super Bowl, but I'm against, amen, playing it in the house of God and missing church. Amen. To watch it. Yeah, man, you might as well say amen. And these bunch of limp-wristed noodle bag preachers are giving in the carnality of people. Amen, on every hand. Are you listening, man? That's right. I said limp-wristed noodle bag. Amen, puppets ain't even preachers. Little squirrely little puppets. Amen, all over town. Y'all might as well say amen. We got things going on. Amen. Churches now have, amen, bands and have, my friend, worship leaders have. And they've got all this that appeals to the flesh. Amen. It used to be, and y'all might as well say amen now, but it used to be, amen, people respected the house of God. Amen. When they went in the house of God, they dressed right. Amen. They put on their Sunday best is what they used to call it. And your Sunday best may not be my Sunday best, amen, but you'll wear your best down the house of God. You might as well say, amen, if the best you got's overalls and, amen, a pullover shirt, praise God, that's your Sunday best. I'm not preaching against that. Amen. I tell you what I am preaching against. Amen. This bunch of short wearing, amen, men wearing shorts and tank tops, the house of God, that's ungodly, friend. Amen. And we got, amen, I mean, man, we got all these. Amen. Grandmas years ago, amen, started wanting to wear their pantsuits down the church. You might as well say amen. Amen. Go wear their pantsuit. Amen. I got my suit on. It's my pantsuit. Amen. And go down the house of God. No wonder John had to look at all that in Revelation 2 and 3. No wonder he said, if that's how it's going to get, if that's how bad it's going to get, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. He had to look down in all that mess and see churches bringing in Bill Gaither's old permed up hairdo. Guy pinhead and Mark Homo Lowry.
That's exactly right.
Y'all might as well say amen. Look on up in here. Amen. We're preaching now. John had to look at all that trash. He had to see all of that that the church was heading in. And they'd reach a day and an hour when they can learn to have church without having God. Amen. And John said, if that's how it's going to get, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want powerless preaching. I don't want a new age religion that knows nothing about old time holy living there. Amen. No wonder John fell down on his knees and said, amen, I'd rather him come back and have to live through that.
Amen.
And I say we ought to look around in our day and understand, amen, in light of everything that's going, we could preach for hours right here. Things that are accepted. People live in sin and nobody says anything about it. Now, listen, I'm not for being mean and being a dictator, but listen, there's just the right way to live. Amen. It's been a long time. I dare say it's been a long time now since you've seen somebody get put out of the church for ungodly living. Y'all might as well look on up in here. We're preaching. John's seen that. John's seen the church go from holding the members to a high standard and demanding faithfulness and demanding holiness and demanding integrity and demanding, amen, character in your everyday life. Amen, to getting a day in the land to see an age. Hey, Brother Gerald, anything goes and we won't say nothing about you seeing. We'll just make you feel good. And John said, if that's how it's going to be, even so come, Lord Jesus. I'm thankful for what we got around here today, but my friend, it wouldn't take us but about a year of compromising and letting up, amen, and it would be gone and we'd be as bad as any other church in the state of Tennessee. Amen. Now look around, and when we look around and others look around, amen, we can either make up our mind we're going to stay right and beg the Lord to come, or we can compromise and give in and say we'll be just like everybody else. And I'm telling you, he's talking about vision this morning. Amen. I got a vision. I went through here, amen, every week. Amen. For the last 18 months, Brother Gerald, I envision. Brother Tim, I envision. Amen. This place packed out. I envision souls. Amen. Walking the aisle and being saved. Amen. But I'm not doing it at the expense of compromising and going a liberal route. You might as well say, man, if we go down to 30 and as long as we stay right with God, I'll be happy with that. Amen. I'm telling you today, if I got a booger coming out of my nose, she's getting scared over there. You ought to be. Glory. If we go down to 30, Brother Dean, and that vision don't come to pass, I want to know that I've stayed right with God. Amen. Been a lot of days, man, I've seen more people walking out than was coming in. Amen. I ain't going to get done today. I promise it gets better. It does get better, Brother Dean. It gets more encouraging. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Jerry, I've been there in days, pastor, in days gone by, there's more people walking out than there was coming in. Get in your little pity party and you sit down. The Holy Ghost come by and says, it's going to be all right. Here's a little bit about the Lord. And you go opening your eyes and you see how bad things really are and you just say, Lord, would you just come on back and get us out of this mess? And I tell you, He's coming. He's coming. When you look around, you see every little old liberal thing your family runs off to that they call a church. Amen. I'm so sick of knocking on doors and hearing people say, I go to Crossroads. You might as well say, man. Amen. When I go to church, I want to go to a church. I don't want to go to a theater. Amen. And by the way, I wouldn't go to church had some little old sissy, gutless panty waist for a preacher. Amen. You might as well say, I'm not talking about being mean, and it's hard to... Amen. It's hard to preach this way without sounding mean every now and then. But I ain't go. Amen. I gotta have a man of God, a preacher, a pastor, not a puppet. Amen. When Mr. Big Money, amen, pulls his string, he starts jumping and starts, amen, when folk get upset, he starts caving in and giving in to it. Hey, friend, that's sign of the last days. Amen, that we better fall on our knees and say, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Might as well say, I wouldn't go to church. I just feel like preaching right here a little bit. Preach. I wouldn't go to church that, amen, was dead. Right. Amen. Now I'm getting a few amens. Some of y'all's dead as a hammer. Some of y'all, you wouldn't go to a dead church. You wouldn't dare go on down the road here about 2 miles and join up First Baptist Church in Newport. You wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare, but you're a stinking hypocrite. Oh, hallelujah. You wouldn't run off down there, but you won't do nothing to fan the flame here. Well, preacher will shout, and Jerry, he'll shout a little bit. God help you. Now, I wouldn't go to a dead church. Amen. Them old choir robe, bunch of round mouths singing. Oh, I ain't going down there. Amen. Give me a guitar and a mandolin and a banjo. Amen. And give me a Candy Jones playing the keys off the piano. Amen. Amen. And a choir that'll cut loose. They may not hit every note of every part. Amen. But they got a little twang and they got a little Holy Ghost. Amen. That's my kind of crowd. Amen. I'm against the charismatic. I'm against the dead churches of our day, much I am the charismatic churches of our day. Amen. But I wouldn't go to church where the women ran the church. Y'all might as well say, man, I'm about to get in trouble probably, brother. I'm telling you, amen, amen. God ain't ever intended on it being that way. Amen, amen. That's right. Glory to God. I wouldn't go to one. You say, but we got to have women's this and women's that because women understand women better than men understand women. Hey, that ain't nothing new. There ain't ever been a man understand a woman. Any generation, any dispensation of time ever, ain't no man ever understood a woman. Mike can say it, his wife's in Georgia. I walked in a motel the other day, took my family off for a couple of days. I walked in, there's two men, and they was talking, and they said, I walked up, and I could tell they was in deep conversation. I said, I'm here to check in. He said, oh, man, I'm sorry. He said, we was just in a conversation about understanding women. I said, Lord, I'm depressed enough, fellas. Keep me out of that one. If y'all get it figured out, write me an email and let me know how that goes. Yeah. I wouldn't go to church run by women. Nope. Right. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Your average church, if you took the big mouth women out of it, they'd starve up and dry in about a month.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm preaching now, Lord, help us. Amen. Hallelujah. God puts a pastor in the church exactly to lead it and direct it. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes.
Amen. Miss Katie ain't your pastor. I'm your pastor.
Exactly
right.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that right? There ain't no woman in this church your pastor.
Never.
There ain't no other man in this church your pastor. Lord, I'm having a hard time getting out of this. I'm trying to dig out. Let me throw her in four-wheel drive right here. They just some places I ain't going to be a member of.
Right.
And I look around and I see the shape we're getting in our day.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, I'm telling you, we're in trouble.
Yes.
We're in trouble. And John had to see all that. And the Lord said, John, I know you've seen that. John, it's got to be spoke. It's got to be preached
That's
to
right,
them.
Brother.
Write it down and go tell them these things. Yes. Don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger God said to tell y'all this. After all he's seen, I think the Lord said, John, I know that's discouraging. Behold, I come quickly.
Thank you.
John, just in case you're not sure of this thing, just stay. You keep my word. I'm coming quickly. John, those that'll be faithful, I'm bringing my reward. They're going to be, John, you just stay faithful to it. I'm coming quickly. John, if ever you get to doubting it just a little bit, if it's worth it all, John, surely I come quickly. John fell down on his knees. Said, even so, come Lord Jesus. Well, I got 5 or 6 more points, but I'm just going to end there. That's real encouraging, ain't it? When's the last time? Let me ask you a question. We pray around here a lot, and we ought to. We probably don't pray as much as we should, but we pray a lot. When's the last time you got down on your knees and just said, Lord, would you come back today? You say, oh, that ain't going to change when he's coming back. No, but it'll change your life. The more you go ask him to come back, the greater your desire be. The more dutiful you'll be to the cause of the Christ. Amen. The more faithful you'll be to be rewarded when he does come. When's the last time you just got down and said, Lord, thank you for saving me. And even so come, Lord Jesus. Everybody okay? Amen. Now, don't get mad. Don't come by and say, well, my children go to church that you preached against. Well, God help them. They need to get out. Amen. They need to get out and get faithful somewhere where God is. Amen. Would you stand with me? Father, I love you. Thank you, Lord, that you're coming quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. This altar's open. Would you mind the Lord? If you've come this morning, if you need to come, you step on out. Maybe just get on this altar and say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Have you got any problems and troubles in your life today? I tell you what'll do you good. Come get on this altar and start begging the Lord to come back. It'll help you be reminded that He's coming again.